Hello, and I'd like to say a very big welcome again. And we want to give thanks to God, God Almighty, our Father, Creator, for His grace upon us, His mercies, God's kindness, God's love that He has shown and demonstrated in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us. And how God has been there for us all through these extremely difficult times. The pandemic that has taken over, grounded, the world, and things are still on lockdown. But I give thanks to God for the wonderful privilege to be able to share with you today. If as you listen to this, I'm going to be giving a short talk today on some of the lessons that we learned as a church from the lockdown. And I'm going to be talking specifically about gathering or gather. How we gathered during this lockdown period. Now you remember how this old drama, how it all started over a year ago, to be specific. I think it was third week in March 2020 when this old coronavirus rate became something else, and this country, the United Kingdom, was put on lockdown by the Prime Minister. And it was interesting because initially it looked like this was going to be for a few weeks or a few months, but lo and behold, little did we know that 1 year on, it will still be a very, very similar story. But I'd like to pause here so that I can read from the Bible. So I'm going to be reading from the book of Hebrews chapter 10, and I want to read verse 25. It says, "Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching." Now, we have a very clear and a specific command from Scripture not to give up gathering together as a body of believers, the body of Christ, the church. We are specifically instructed not to forsake the gathering of one another. But when we went into lockdown over a year ago, and we were asked everything to completely come to a standstill, the church wasn't spared. The church also was put on lockdown. And if you were to be seen meeting in a church, then you will be breaking the law. And obviously, you will be persecuted. And you will be prosecuted, I beg your pardon. And so the church wasn't spared. We were also put in lockdown. And like we've just read from Scripture, we have been clearly told not to forsake the gathering of one another. And so what the government was telling us to go on lockdown was in complete opposite to what the Bible is telling us to do. But then we have to be seen as a group of people who are law-abiding in order to help to bring down the rate of infection of the virus, in order to slow down so that the death rate will not be high, because it's not a good thing for people to die, from especially from something like this. And so we as a church had to be seen to be doing our part, to be obeying, to be obedient to the law, and to support and help the government as well. And so how did we manage this? So this is what I'm going to be talking about today. Lessons from the lockdown. And like I said earlier on, I'm going to be majoring particularly on gather. So how did we manage to gather as a church during this lockdown? I'd like to say, first of all, that a church is not the building. It's not the structure where we go to meet. The church is made up of people. And so the people of God, we the body of Christ, we are the church. The Bible tells us that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, he said, I'm there in the midst of them. So where two or three people are gathered, that's the church. And so when we meet together, we are the church. So that building where we meet is just facilitating our meeting. It's just a place where we gather together in order to praise and to worship. But we, the people of Christ, the people of God, the body of Christ, we are the church. And so this is where the church is different, you know, from any other organization. You see, like every organization during this whole pandemic, most organizations had to move over to online meetings. And so we also had to do something like we had to move on to online meetings. You know, at this point, I'd like to give, you know, the credit to the administrative team for the efforts, you know, in putting together the online meetings. You know, it was fantastic. It was great to see all those meetings, and I'd like to, you know, acknowledge their contribution to how, you know, to making it possible for us to be able to gather, you know, as a church. And so our meetings had to go online. We had to meet we had to go on to virtual meetings. And to the glory of God, our meetings were great. And so I'd like to look at, you know, the meetings that we had and that we're still having during this whole period of this pandemic. I'd like to look at, you know, we as we gather, how did we do it? How did we gather? How did we do our meetings? It's what we find that during the meetings, what we found was that, you see, there was, I was particularly grateful to God for the things that were happening during the meetings, you know, how that, you see, we saw, first of all, people, different ages, from different parts of the world, in our church, outside our church, participating in our meetings. It was great to see. And it just goes to show that we cannot put God within the four walls of a building. God can operate from anywhere and within anywhere. You see, there are a lot of lessons that we learned from this. And I'm going to be talking about a few of these lessons today. First of all, as we met, as we gathered online, as we attended our meetings online, we saw that different people were given the opportunities by the pastor to be able to have their input during our meetings. I'll just give a few examples. For example, we find out that take our communion meetings, for example. You see, I thank God for the leading, how the senior pastor was able to bring people together, you know, and prayerfully get different people to take part, to do different things during the meeting. You know, what I called a wider participation. A wider participation. So people were, people who before now, if we were to be meeting physically, is it like in a building, some people, some of these people, you probably would never hear anything from them. They would never say anything, or they may never say anything. But opportunities, but they had the opportunity, you know, to bring forth, you know, to read scripture, you know, to pray. It was phenomenal. It was wonderful. You know, it just shows that, you know, we were able to operate, you know, as a body. And I just give the glory to God. And I know that God would have been highly, highly, highly exalted in the midst of these meetings. And people's lives were changed. And the last one, you see, something came out of there. And what the one thing that came out was this, that nobody is too small, or nobody is too big to be used by God. God can use anybody. And something else I would like to say as we gather during this meeting is that I noticed that there was increased attendance. You know, remember we've talked about wider participation. Now I'm talking about increase in attendance. Let's take, for example, our night prayer meetings, what we call our night vigils. It was wonderful that, you know, we had a very, 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 very good attendance. You know, good attendance. People who before now wouldn't have been able to, you know, maybe because of either job commitments or family commitments, children, you know, but they were able to attend these meetings from wherever they, you know, from wherever they are. People, sometimes people, you know, in different places in the United Kingdom, outside the United Kingdom, from all over the world, America, people were dialing in via Zoom to attend our meetings. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I give thanks to God for making that possible. And it was wonderful for that to happen. So it's interesting to see that as we gather together, as these meetings, you know, went on and on, and as people shared, as people came forward to say things, as people prayed, as people read scripture, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You know, it's so true. You know, the words of encouragement, you say things, whatever you say, somebody comes up with something, you may never know who that thing is going to be a blessing to. But you just say it, you just put it out there. I remember there was one particular meeting, somebody shared something. And, you know, there was a testimony later on of how somebody went to that person and he said, that thing you shared really, really, really blessed me. It was for me. These are the kind of things I'm talking about. You see, so we see that God came strongly during those meetings. God came strongly. And I give thanks to God. You know, I give thanks to God for making it possible for us, you know, to be able to have this increase, you know, participation in our meetings, and for making it possible for us to be able to have this increased attendance and wider participation in our meetings. I also want to mention how during this pandemic, the amount of support that was provided in the process as we gathered. You see, you find that the people who were not able to even dial in via the online platform, people who maybe due to age were not in a position, people who are not that tech savvy were not able to dial in, but these people were not forgotten. You know, people in different categories of vulnerability were being looked after by several people. Where do I start from? You know, people, the elderly people were not forgotten. You know, it was such that they were they made provision for them so that they can even listen to the message. I give thanks to God, you know, for that. You know, people who were asked to shield by the government, they were not forgotten. You know, from the office, you know, the efforts were, you know, put together, you know, by the pastor, you know, so that people like this, people in that category, could be sent, you know, the basic things, the food, drinks, these things were done, you know, and I thank God for that. This is all the process of, these are all the things that were done as we gathered together, put things that we did in order to gather people together, you know, so that people would not feel that although we're not going in physically into a building, but they're not being forgotten, you know, the process of gathering people together, you know. Talk about, what about people who had no jobs or people who were in need financially, you know, church and home leaders in touch with their members, giving them calls here and there, finding out how they're doing, you know. And I thank God for the open relationship between church and home members and church and home leaders. Members can share with their, you know, church and home leaders, you know, how that, you know, things are not easy, they're struggling, and, you know, such information is fed back to the church office, and people like that are not forgotten, little help here and there. You know, these are little things that we've done in the process of gathering, you know, to ensure, to in the process of ensuring that we remain gathered, that nobody is left behind. You know, I'd like to now, you know, say something about how the lessons that we learned from gathering. What are the lessons that we learned from gathering? First of all, I want to talk about the fact that different people, we saw children participating in our meetings. Children were asked to pray. Children were asked to read the Bible. Children were asked to do things during our meetings. You see, to me, that is a fantastic thing to happen, because these children are the people who are going to lead tomorrow. And so incorporating the children into the meetings was a fantastic idea, and I give thanks to God for that. What are the lessons we learn from that? That nobody is too small to be used by God. Nobody is too big to be used by God. All God is looking for is willingness and obedience. That if we are willing and we are obedient and we are available, God will use us. God will use us to do what he wants to do. Praise the Lord. So that's one of the lessons we learned from there. Another lesson we learned again is that lesson of attendance. Attendance, I remember right at the beginning of this whole drama, there's a particular message where we talked about how that God wants us not to forget the church. We may not be going in there physically, but we have to be there. God wants us to be there. God wants us to support. God wants us to keep the vision going. And I thank God for the increased attendance. For the increased attendance. Now, these are some of the lessons we learned, that it is possible that God can use anybody. And it is possible in the midst of our difficulties, it is still possible to attend meetings wherever we are, in spite of our difficulties, in spite of the challenges, whatever challenges we are facing, that we can still attend meetings. And that is something I don't want us to forget about. That's something I'm trying to encourage us. Because if we remember what happened during this lockdown, then it would be difficult for us to forget. Now, how can we implement some of these things? How do we carry on with some of these things that we learned during the lockdown? First of all, I want to talk about commitment. I'd like to talk about commitment. You see, during those lockdown meetings, you see that it took commitment for you to attend those meetings. For you to attend a particular meeting, there were probably two or three other things that you could have been doing, but you decided, I'm going to attend this meeting. I'm going to go for communion. I'm going to go for prayer meeting. Commitment. So that's one of the things I want us to remember going forward, that as we gradually come to a time when the government would unlock the country again and open up everything again, and we begin to meet again physically, let's remember that commitment. Let's be committed to the calling. Let's be committed to the ministry. Let's be committed to the vision that God has given us, so that we'll be there to support, we'll be there to encourage, we'll be there to edify, we'll be there to strengthen. And if we are committed, God will bless our commitments. If we are committed, God will definitely reward our commitments. I'd also like to talk about patience. You see, as we come out of this and we begin to meet again, we're certainly going to learn to do things differently. And as things are being done differently, I want to encourage us to be patient with one another. I want to encourage us to remember that nobody has been through a pandemic before, at least I haven't. And so because most of us have not been through this, we've not been through this sort of pandemic before, we've not had this sort of experience before, it is still a learning curve. So I'd like to encourage everyone to be patient. If things are not being done the way you want things to be done, I'd like to encourage you to be patient. Bearing in mind that we're all going through this together. And I'm grateful to the fact that we are not going through this together just on our own. But the Lord is with us. And because the Lord is with us, the Lord is teaching us. The Lord is encouraging us, is strengthening us. And the Lord will see us through. But God requires us to be patient with one another. And as we are patient with one another, God will see us through. I'd like to encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, to remember that one day Jesus will return. And as he returns, he's returning for a group of people, a church that the Bible tells us is without spot or blemish, a church that is committed to him, committed to the gospel, committed to preaching his word, committed to praying, committed to obeying the Holy Spirit, returning for a church that is patient with one another, a church that would see a brother or a sister that is struggling and will not strike that person, but will encourage that person, will try and keep that person going by praying, by being there, by supporting, and by edifying that person. we are trusting God that as we get to that point where the whole system, the whole country will be unlocked again, that God will see us through. God will help us as he has helped us through this pandemic up to now, that he will see us through to the very end. And as things are unlocked, he will guide us in the next phase and direct us as such in where he wants us to go. Thank you so much. And God bless you for listening. Bye.